Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And one of the guys who's at almost everything and watching and doing a tremendous job from Crib Media South Florida, Frank Tucker, and he's kind enough to join us. Frank, thanks so much from your busy schedule of going on podcasts and such. Obviously, this is in your world, this has kind of been a busy winter, spring. It's kind of been dead everywhere else. But from your standpoint, getting a chance to watch the kids at the 7-on-7s and such, a great advantage. Not football, but definitely kind of assimilates it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a glimpse of what these kids can do, especially kids last year that really didn't get a chance to shine due to a shortened season or just not an opportunity to play due to COVID hitting their team or something along those lines. So it's a chance for us to get a glimpse into what they can do. And I love watching the 7-on-7 just because there's always a fun event going on. The kids are going crazy. You see all the emotion. The kids are having fun. I like to go out there and see it, but obviously we miss Friday nights. We miss seeing things the way that they usually are.
Yeah, and what you do, obviously, is you get the kids kind of hyped because they get involved in what you do, and you don't just do your rankings. You ask for input, and the kids and the coaches all tell you who they feel is the best linebacker. I think that's awesome. I mean, a lot of people, will just come out with a list and say, oh, that's my list, but you solicit input. You make the final decisions, but at least you solicit input. So, Johnny down at Columbus, who may not get seen every week, can get a voice and at least say, hey, watch me a little bit. Talk about that, because you do it for all the positions. You do it for the best teams. You give the fans, obviously, a lot of input to what you do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of kids down here that don't get the shine that the 5-star, 4-star kids get. I mean, a perfect example is Caleb McKenzie. A lot of people didn't know who he was coming into this past season, but the kid had 4 picks in 4 games, and I just feel like those are the type of kids that need to get more shine, and that was part of the reason I started this platform. And obviously, yeah, taking input from so many different people and influences in the area are essential, I think, when you're doing rankings. I can't ever say that I know everything. I try to be as informed as I possibly can, but if I can reach out to you, if I could reach out to Fannin, Footballville, if I could reach out to the high school coaches or even the kids and see what their opinion is on it, it's a more informed ranking. It's more accurate to what everybody thinks.
And like a lot of people who do this, I mean, you've had a football background, but your background has been more in coaching. So you have, even though you evaluate the talent, you have a knowledge of what the kids could do on the football field because you've been around that stuff. It's a great advantage to have. It probably gives you a better insight than most. Maybe not a definitive, but at least it gives you a better insight. Talk about that, because you're in now the hotbed, quote unquote, of the country for talent. You get a chance to, You were Northwestern Central, then you go see, St. Thomas and Gibbons, that type of game. We have, and I don't have to sell you on it, we have by far the best overall athletes than anybody in the country, and we get to see them 365 days a year.
Yeah, we're spoiled. every day I get to put on a highlight tape of a kid, or I get to go to an event and see just a new face that maybe I didn't know before, that you're just like, wow, the kid is explosive, or he's super impressive frame-wise. There's always an undiscovered gem that comes up in South Florida. And, I mean, yeah, I I think that, like I said, we're spoiled. It's every Friday night we get a big game, or even if it's a smaller game, like a Boyd Anderson versus a Piper, right? Or like you and I went to Nova Piper last year. We get to see Piper play. They have a 2024 running back that we just discovered just because we happened to walk into the game at a time where he was getting the ball and driving it down their throat. So, I mean, I love the environment of South Florida. I think that's what really breeds the talent down here. What these coaches bring to the table is in regards to their energy and their passion for the game. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely spoiled.
Frank Tucker, Crib Media, South Florida. And the one thing I wanted to ask you, too, is when you evaluate these kids, and it's, you know, it's never exact science. I mean, you could see them on a bad day. Excuse me, a bad day, and then all of a sudden the next day, wow, he looks a whole lot better this time. Have you found yourself doing that? I mean, not publicly saying anything, but just, you know, just evaluating in your own mind, and you come to the game and see the kid, and he underperformed, but then the next time you see him, wait a minute here. Do you find yourself doing that? But that's all part of the process, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, the kids are going to be underrated and some kids are going to be overrated. It's just part of how things happen. Like, we're going to get kids down here that are five-star kids that might not be better than the three-star kid just right down the street. So, yeah, there are times where I'll see a kid and I'll kind of step back and be like, is there something else going on here? Maybe there's an injury or something along those lines. But, yeah, I mean, usually these kids live up to the expectations, I think. Even the five-star kids, we just have a different breed down here. It's just look at the five-star kids that we have in the 2022 class. You got Julian Armella, you got Shamar Stewart. Maybe not every game they're not five-star guys, but there are just moments where they just look so much of a different type of athlete than everybody else in the field. So, yeah, there are times where you look at them and you're like, man, I wish I saw the five-star ability all the time, but, man, I feel like the kids from down here, they're playing competition every Friday night, crazy competition. So you got to give them a little bit of a benefit of the doubt sometimes, you know?
Well, Frank, when you take a look at the 7-on-7s, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you go to those games, they're wars. I mean, these guys will talk on social media for a whole week how they're going to shut you down. Then all of a sudden, you're blurring right by them for a couple of plays, and now they want the best of you, and then it becomes a war. That's great. I mean, that to me, if I'm a coach or any, you know, an analyst or anybody of value, I want that dog in my player. You know, I mean, just as long as he doesn't get beat too many times.
Yeah, I mean, you look at South Florida Express, the DEF CONs, the Florida Fires, you know, the Miami Immortals. There's all a little bit of a rivalry with all those teams, right? And it's a friendly rivalry. There's nothing, you know, there's no crazy animosity, but they definitely bring that sense of competition to every weekend tournament, or just the social media aspect to it, and it's fun to see. I think, you know, you see 7-on-7 teams come out of the woodworks all over the country. Like, California probably has 200 teams, but there's just a different breed of 7-on-7 teams down here that I could argue that the top three teams in the country are coming from South Florida, and the competition is so much fun to watch. I think that's what makes a 7-on-7 a joy for people like you and I to go see, because there is a little bit of trash talk in there. There is a little bit of, you know, I want to prove that I'm better than that guy, or I want to prove I'm better than this guy, you know, or we want to beat that team. It's fun. It's fun to see.
Frank, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find all your stuff, because you have all the I know you're doing a lot of things on Instagram now. Give everybody a way that they can follow you, because it's interesting, because they could learn about a lot of the up-and-coming kids for all the classes and look at the best kids. Give them a way to follow you.
So on the Instagram, we're at the Crib South FL. We post our transfer, like whatever transfers are happening, whatever kids are committing. So you can be informed on the updates, daily updates of South Florida football. On Twitter, we're at the Crib South FLA. You can find our website on both of the platforms. If you just search us up on Google at the Crib South Florida, you should find everything there as well.
Good stuff. That is Frank Tucker, Cribs Media South Florida. Frank, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you really soon.
Thanks, Larry. I'll see you around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.